Well, good morning, church family. It's so good to be in the house this morning, and what a powerful time of worship. Thank you, Rich and Dawn. That was amazing and beautiful. We've been in this series called Molded, Created for Worship, and what a powerful series this has been. You know, week one, Pastor Jeremy kicked off the series and really gave us this heartfelt message on what worship is. Week two, Pastor Tim preached just an incredible message. In the mix was Zach Benner and myself preaching, and then Tim again. And here we are on this week of this series. And this message in particular, I feel, has really the power and potential to send us from this place, not only with a better understanding of why worship is so important, but also how it can transform us and mold us. A few years ago, I was invited by our bishop, Keith Blank, to attend what's called a learning journey, and I went to the beautiful country of Bulgaria. It was amazing, my first time ever in Europe, and so we landed in Bulgaria and had an amazing time of getting to know just this country. And if you're unfamiliar with Bulgaria, it's kind of next to Ukraine and Russia and Greece, and it's in the Black Sea area. And so southern Bulgaria is mostly Muslim influence, and then above that in the north would be Greek Orthodox. And so on one of the days, we visited this small village, a very old historic village. I think from what they told us, it was probably from like the 1700s. Like, I mean, some of these buildings were really, really old. And so as we were visiting, of course, we had to get Turkish coffee. If you've never had Turkish coffee, it is amazing. I'm, a coffee addict, so it was perfect for me. As we're going about, our person that was hosting us, Hari and his wife Panka, said, "Hey, we got to go visit this cathedral. It's a Greek Orthodox cathedral. It's beautiful. You'll love it." So we go and we visit this cathedral, and I'm going to show you a picture of it. Absolutely gorgeous. This cathedral, again, was from the late 1700s. The top of the dome inside is that picture of Jesus, and there's saints and stuff all around and incense burning. So we're in this beautiful place, and you can just feel like the history. You could sense like, wow, this place is holy. And so the guide that was there, I asked them, "Hey, when does this church meet? Like, how big is the congregation? What does it look like?" And to my surprise, the guide said, "Oh, this church has been dead for many years. A congregation hasn't met here since the late 1980s. And now it's just a museum of antiquity." You know, I wonder if oftentimes we can, in the same manner, treat church as just a place to come and not actually be transformed to go. You know, this church that I'm sure for many centuries raised up disciples and had worship probably sent a lot of people, but at some point in their trajectory, they failed to turn the corner and to adapt, and they died. And when I read this story in Isaiah, I see this worship scene that's unfolding before Isaiah that speaks volumes, not just about sending Isaiah, and he had a heart that was willing to say, "I will go," but also it speaks volumes about when we come into God's presence and we encounter him in the place of worship, what it actually does to us to be able then to send us forth. What if worship was never meant to just move us emotionally, but it was actually meant to mold us? What if worship wasn't just to sing our favorite songs and have nostalgia, but what if worship was actually created to glorify a king above all kings, to give his name honor, and in that place to receive from him impartation into our character, into our identity, that then transforms us and gives us the fire in our stomach to go? Isaiah was afraid. He was scared. He didn't want to go. In fact, to give you some context in this story, it says that in the year that King Uzziah died — who's King Uzziah? It's so random. King Uzziah was a prosperous king in Judah, who had the land occupied for a long time. And when he died, there was an uncertainty and there was a kind of a fear that came over the land. And, you know, when God calls Isaiah to go, the message, if we kept reading in that chapter 6, the message isn't really that good. It's kind of a message of that I wouldn't want to go with. It's a message of calling the people saying, listen, you have eyes, but you're not seeing. You have ears, but you're not hearing, right? It's a message and a call to this place of, hey, you've had my grace, but you haven't done anything with it. And Isaiah 6 is a powerful example of what worship can do to us. This passage gives us a clear picture of the purity and the awe of worship. Isaiah, who is broken and afraid, comes out of this encounter with purpose and healing. I wonder if the church, not just our church, but the church, the Global C Church, what if it became a place that was so radical about the presence of God that it healed our lives and gave us purpose to go into every sphere of influence? What if in this place we came in to worship and some of us carry heavy burdens every single week, but in this place, God encounters us, heals us, and transforms us to go? If you're taking notes, write this down. My one and only point this morning is this. Worship doesn't just inspire us, it reshapes us. In the presence of God, we are undone, remade, and sent out to be part of his redemption story. Let's read that again. Worship doesn't just inspire us, it reshapes us. In the presence of God, we are undone, remade, and sent out to be part of his redemption story. Right? There's three things that happen to Isaiah in this story. He is undone. I don't know about you, but when I read this story, I'm like, whoa. Like if I was seeing this, I would be undone too, right? He sees some seraphim, which in a second, I'm going to show you what an artist's interpretation of a seraphim looks like. It's pretty terrifying. And so he encounters God. God cleanses him. He's remade. And then he's sent out with purpose to be part of the redemption story. So if you're taking notes, write this down. My first idea I want to unpack is this. Worship undoes us. He says, woe to me. I cried. I am ruined. Isaiah has this moment where he realizes his sin is great and that he's in a holy place. And in that holy place, he is ruined. He's wrecked. The Greek word, Hebrew word there for ruined is to be in a state of repentance, to recognize that you are in this state of saying, God, I'm nothing. I'm nothing without your presence. Your presence is what makes me. It shapes me.